cat.
Oh.
I know, but she wants to cuddle, I'm sure of it.
I don't think she is going to want to now.
Oh, she might. I love her. So you ever get to the point where you're just like, I feel like we are just really skirting the lines of just announcing to the entire world what we're doing.
Yeah. Come here.
But I think the more I think about it, the more I want to do it. You know what I mean? The more I'm just like, eh. It is what it is. I think I have valuable information to share. Valuable experiences to share.
And, you know, we shouldn't keep it to ourselves. We should tell people who need to hear it.
I agree. So, this is, wow, are we going on 2? 5? 5?
Or is it 6?
This is 5. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Are you sure?
I'm fairly certain.
You're right. I think
this
it is
5.
I think you're right.
There'll probably never be a 6th. Let's be honest.
Why do you keep saying that?
Well, you know, I'm going to keep saying it, because the second I say next time.
Okay, well, you just stay optimistic.
I will stay optimistic. Anyways, today, one of my favorite things to talk about, and just like, I love the wow factor that people have, or like the reaction that we get from people when we talk about it, because I'd say for most people, they just think it doesn't exist.
Right.
It sounds like
a made-up fairy tale
place. But today's episode, we're saying, awkward, you want to visit a swingers resort for your first time.
Yep.
There's so many questions that go into that.
So many.
Like, do you need to be a swinger to go to a swingers resort?
No. I mean, it definitely helps because, you know, if you're not into the lifestyle as far as that, like, maybe you're uncomfortable with things that people in the lifestyle do.
Well, let's do a quick overview, and then we can do the dive-thrus.
That's right. Go ahead.
So, they don't have to be.
No.
In the lifestyle. Do you have to be nude the entire time?
It depends on which side of...
Not the entire time, though. And you have control over it.
Right, you have control.
If you decide that you do not want to go to the nude pool, you do not have to get naked. There is a, you know, usually a prude side. There's usually something. If you, you know, you can't go into the naked areas typically. But
if you
And then, you know, the other questions are, what do you tell your family? You know,
because
obviously you got kids, maybe somebody watching your kids,
animals. You know, going out of the country, someone's gonna want to know where you are.
Exactly. And then what are the etiquette in places, like, what's the etiquette, what do you expect, you know, the do's and don'ts, you know. I feel like this could be a multi-episode thing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But we'll kind of try to squeeze it down, and if people have, you know, more questions about certain experiences, we can always elaborate.
Yeah, so we don't mind elaborating on them.
But let's start, I guess, how we ended up at one.
Okay.
Because I think
it's an important story.
It's an important part of the story, right, for sure. So we were already had the idea of swinging.
Right.
At that time, we were several years in,
right,
4 or 5.
But we'd never been, like,
we'd been to some terrible ones, like,
yeah,
some clubs
and
stuff.
Stuff,
we
never
had a positive experience at one of these things.
So I'm not sure how we managed to, like, want to go to.
Well, I was successful in the current career that I was in.
Correct.
And I was like, you know, I want to splurge. It was my 30th birthday coming up.
That's right.
And I was like, really, ever since I got in the lifestyle, like, you hear about hedonism,
right,
you know, in Jamaica.
Hedonism
and
too.
I mean, it's been on Jeopardy. It's been on, you know,
workaholics.
In, like, workaholics especially, like, they treated it just like it was like, you know, this forbidden heaven, you know, type
Pandora's forest.
Yeah.
Like, or Pandora's, what is it? Pandora's box.
Yes.
That's what.
Pandora's forest is another one we went to. I was like, I thought we were talking about something totally
different.
That's
why I was confused. Anyways.
They just treat it like this really fantastical thing. So I had known about it, but it obviously, you know, approaching that to Stephanie, it's like,
tread careful.
Baby steps. You know, so it was like, oh my gosh, do you know this kind of place actually exists? Oh my gosh, how terrible is that? You know? Oh my gosh, do you know they have sex out in the open? Oh my gosh, you know. And every time she was just like, oh, that's
too much.
Too much, too much. Nope, could never imagine myself doing that. Nope, 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 nope.
Yeah.
And again, we're all about the story, and I did enough research on it to know that she was safe, and she trusts me to keep her safe. So she knows that if we go somewhere like that, and she's not comfortable, she wants to pull the plug, whatever it is, no questions asked, see you later,
we're done,
we're out. And sometimes I do skirt that line on the quickly getting out part.
Sometimes you're like, but like, let's go check something else out.
Real not quick. Like a let's stay in this situation that's dangerous, but no. Like let's okay. Well, while we're in the area, let's go check something else out. So anyways, I'd known about it for a while. We finally decided for my 30th, like, you know, that'd be a cool way to do it. And we told, you know, family and friends that we were going to go stay at beaches for my 30th.
Yeah.
And that's about the end of what we told them for that one.
Yeah, we just said we were going.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, cool, yeah, Jamaica, whatever, have fun. Yep. So we get there, and we get on a bus to go
because we flew into Montego Bay.
Fly into Montego, and then it's like a 2-hour drive,
yeah, two and a half depending on how focused I guess the driver is.
Which, you know, if you are considering this, definitely if you have the money, do a hopper plane. Like,
yeah, get that hopper plane. It's so much better.
It's like 15 minutes each way versus like 2.5 hours. Anyways, first time there, though, we took like the van, bus, whatever, and we're on it with a few other people, and this one lady we're talking to is like, do you know who that guy is? You know, she's
sitting directly
in front of me.
And like, just randomly picked a spot to sit.
I'm like, lady, you're talking to me in a foreign fucking country. I don't know who anybody is. Like,
yeah, like I know her. Like, yeah.
And she goes, oh, well, that's Harry, the owner of Hedonism.
Do you know Hedonism? And we were like,
and I was like, well, I mean, yeah, that's where we're going. Like, right. I was like, he owns it? Like, what do you mean he owns it? Like, they're like, he is like the owner. He owns it. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we just start shooting the shit with Harry.
Because he heard the whole conversation. He turns around and goes, oh, so I'm guessing it's your first time. And we're like, it is our first time.
And just to put Harry into perspective for anybody that
who does not
know him. And if you are in the lifestyle, for if you ever go to Hedo, you will almost
inevitably
meet him. He doesn't live there, but he is always there. And I don't fucking blame him. Like, it is the
Why
best place.
Why wouldn't you be?
Fuck yeah. Anyways, just to describe him, he's, I don't know, probably 6'2", he's tall.
He's tall.
And he's 70 plus years old.
He's skinny.
Skinny, fit guy.
Yeah.
He used to be a professional ballroom dancer.
Right.
But he was a hedge fund manager. So like, he managed like $1 billion portfolios and shit. And I guess he was a swinger, and when the Super Club, I think, was who owned Hedo prior, was selling it or whatever, he basically stepped in and bought it.
Right.
And everybody credits him for essentially saving Hedonism.
The resort, right.
And, you know, they're doing all these renovations on it now. And I cannot stress enough, it is the best place in the world.
I mean, yes, it's in Jamaica, so I mean, like, you know.
Jamaica has its flaws. But that place in particular, just the
openness.
It's
like you're in your own little bubble. Like, you don't, like, the rest of Jamaica doesn't exist when you're
It really is. And don't leave the resort.
Don't leave.
We did that once.
Never again.
But, so we're talking to him. We're having a good time. And, you know, everybody wants to, we've kind of found that since we're the younger ones, it kind of feels like everybody wants to push you further than where you want to go.
Right.
Because obviously they're comfortable and it doesn't seem like an issue to them. I've always been very guarded, especially with you, because like, I don't push you. Somebody else sure as shit
ain't gonna
push you. Because I feel like that ruins the experience. Like, if you take things at your own time,
you will have fun eventually.
I can let you explore it and it's fine. If somebody's trying to push you into it or press you into it or whatever, it's just not going to happen. And I kind of felt like I didn't feel like that was the case necessarily at the time, but looking back on it, it just kind of felt eh.
Yeah.
But we got there, and we were starving, so eat, you know, before you get there, especially if you're getting there close to dinner time.
Yeah,
So everybody had just closed, and we were starving, and it was.
Or was it they had closed for like the afternoon, and they hadn't opened for the evening?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, it was right before
dinner.
Right before dinner, so they closed down the lunch stations or whatever.
Like
so they
the
stopped
little
serving,
grills and all that, and so it was like we were because we'd been up since like 3 a.m, got there at like 4:30 in the afternoon, Jamaica time, which is a different time half the year. And then,
yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, that was rough.
But you know, we got there. It was really weird. So you see people walking around naked from the get-go,
right?
And if you're not used to that, it can
be a little startling.
Be a little startling because you're like, do I look? Do I not look? You find out most people there go ahead and look. Like they don't give a fuck.
They don't care. And you know, it's almost like
don't gawk, but like
right. But it's almost like you know, you're just walking past somebody on the street, like. Sometimes you're like, oh, I like that outfit, and you just kind of like look at it real quick, and
yeah. But we saw that immediately, and we're obviously immediately like,
oh.
Now I'm the guy that's like, rip it off, you know, like a Band-Aid. Let's just get it done. So I'm sure I was like, yep, let's go get naked, and she's like, no.
Toad's like, I need food, and you're like, well, let's go find food while yep. we're naked. And I was like, nope.
Yeah, so that didn't happen. So we did get to the dinner, and you had something to eat, and we ended up going to the bar. And they told us before we went that we should get our own tumblers to bring, right. because it's easier to bring around. And
everybody knows it's yours, especially if you put your name on it. And
yeah, there's a whole thing. So we had these big fucking
32-ounce tumblers.
I think they're 40 or something. It was maybe. Huge. And we go up, and you were drinking rum and cokes at the time.
Right.
So we were like, hey, can we get a rum and coke? And I was like, I'll take a Jack and Coke. Yep. And they put the lids on, fill it up for us, and we're good to go. And like 15, 20 minutes later, you're just like, you've been chugging this thing.
Yeah, because I was like, hey, I need something to
Yeah, you were like
calm
so nervous. You were just like, I need it. Like.
Right. I was like, I need something.
You were just like, finally, like, this is just.
I was like, my
Does
stomach
taste
hurts. I was like, I feel
so like, odd. And I tasted it, and I was like, holy fuck. It is straight rum. They either didn't mix it, or like they forgot to add, which I don't remember seeing them.
Put it in,
but I mean, that wasn't, there was a lot to look at.
Right.
So, who knows? But I know that you were way drunker than you needed to be. We discovered this as we were on the nude beach.
Right.
Security guard comes up to us and goes, if you're going to be on the nude beach, you've got to get naked. And then all of a sudden you break down in tears.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, oh my God, what have I done?
You're like, uh-oh.
I'm well, in a like, foreign country and I've just ruined my marriage. You know what I mean?
Like, you're like, I don't even unpack the bags. Like,
yeah, this is
not going to go well.
But, and you're not one to like cry. When you get stressed out in situations. But it was a long day.
It was a long day. By then it was like probably close to 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Yeah. Like,
and you were drinking straight rum for the previous 30 minutes.
Right. I was tired. I was drunk apparently. And
We had bought that sketchy weed.
That's right.
Off of one of the employees, which you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, don't do it.
But yeah, so you were high. You were drunker than you needed to be. Your anxiety was just fucking wild.
Right. Undiagnosed at the time.
Yeah, and we have a security guard telling us, you need to get naked right now. And you just broke down.
I lost it, yeah.
So we walked back to our room. We were in...
I mean, the employee was like, he was still cool about it.
He was cool. He was like, I'll give you 5 minutes. And I was like, we're just going to leave. And he was like, okay, fine.
Because we told him, we're like, we literally just got here this afternoon. It's our first time. Like, we've never done this kind of stuff. And he was like, no worries. Like, you know.
You know what's funny? And I just made this connection is the last time that we went there. You know, the room that we stayed in, like our favorite one now.
Uh-huh.
That is like almost exactly where we were stopped the first time.
Is it?
Yeah, it's right there, right on the corner, right before we got to the nude pool. Because we had walked past it. We went to like we saw where the towels were and stuff,
see,
and then
I
we started
it was closer to the
we started U-turning.
See, I thought it was like where they used to play the bocce ball.
Yes,
but like closer to the tables.
That's
anyways,
okay. Nobody's gonna know what we're talking about.
We know.
Yes, so we took you back. By we, I mean I, and you calmed down pretty quick.
Yeah.
And don't remember. I feel like we just went to bed that night.
I think we did.
Because we are all tired.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we went to bed that night. And we woke up the next day. And we went to breakfast.
Right.
And then we went and hung out in the Prude area.
Right.
Which is, so they have a the resort, they have the Prude side.
Right.
Which they have, like, several pools in the Prude area.
Right. I mean,
some are closer
tiny,
to the, yeah.
Some are, you know, a little bit bigger, but the nude pool is the biggest.
Yeah, and the nude pool is the biggest one. So that was kind of like our goal. We didn't know when that was going to happen.
Well, we knew we were going to.
Well, we didn't. It. We knew we were going to work towards it, but like I did, you would not commit to anything for a long time.
Yeah.
You're so much better at it now, but you used to literally just, you would never say yes because you just didn't want to disappoint.
Right.
And I'm like, no. You know, we'll take our time. If we get there,
we get there.
I didn't want to put the undue pressure on it. Expectations in the lifestyle are the biggest killer of any relationship.
For sure.
I'm telling you. So we were fine, and then we got hungry, and there was a grill over next to the nude pool.
Yes. So, because, like, certain times of the day, certain ones are open, and...
Yeah, so we went over there, and the security guard comes up to us.
Because we were told the only place that you wear clothes is
when you're eating.
When you're eating, which is in the main dining area.
Yeah, we were a little more, we read the rules a little more rigidly than
we were supposed to.
Yeah. So security comes up and goes, you had to take off your clothes. And at this point, that grilled cheese looked real fucking good to you or something.
Something.
And you just took your clothes off. And folks, let me tell you. It is hard to get those clothes back on that woman now.
Yeah.
She gets to that resort, and she is naked from the second she gets out of that lobby. Her shirt starts coming off, and it is...
We don't even get to the room, and I'm like, all right, where do I put my clothes?
Yeah, exactly. We're like, oh, no, we can go straight to the pool. Like, I don't need any luggage. We'll just go naked.
Yep. Like, I'll just shove them in the little cubbies and get the go.
But, I mean, ever since then, it's just been great.
Yeah.
You know... When we go, it's almost always an older crowd. We've gone for the younger crowd a few times.
And it still is. There's still a significant age
difference
for us.
Yeah. I don't think the resorts are necessarily like where we're going to find people.
Right.
You know, we have found people there. But it's just, that's not why we go. We go for the atmosphere, the energy. You know, we've learned a lot of stuff being there.
We can be open there, like, you know.
Yeah, we've had sex in front of...
Right.
You know, 100 people in a fucking pool. I mean, we've had some of the wildest stories we can never tell. Most
anybody.
People have happened at this resort. And I just, like, for our marriage, for sex, for...
Just a story.
So many reasons. It's just such an amazing place to visit. And there's other ones like it, too. Like, this picture right here we took in Mexico at Desire Pearl. We stayed in, like, a mansion there. And these are all... They're all clothing optional. But I think it's really important to tell people that, like, it is for every comfort level.
Right.
Right. So you don't have to be like, oh, I'm not ready to go to a swingers resort or something like that. As long as your partner's communicating with you and you know that you're not going to be forced into something or feel bad about something.
Right.
I think it's a safe place to go. I think it's a really good place to explore.
Right. Yeah, just anything.
You're not going to see anybody again. You don't have to worry about, you know, somebody finding out about what you're doing. You don't have to go on dating sites. It's a closed circle.
Right.
You know, if you do care to explore into that.
It's there.
And,
you know, and everybody there's... I mean, I haven't really met anybody that's super disrespectful as far as that. Like, you know, and it's almost like... You're almost like speed dating. Like, someone will just come up and they'll be like, hey, you know? And then you're just like, okay. And you just go. Or you're like, you know, not interested right now.
Safety, you know, everybody's, you know... You play safe and
but like, you know,
you talk
it's
boundaries
not like
and stuff,
one of those
but...
things where like you have to like worry about hurting someone's feelings because there's just so many people that are, like they shoot their shot, they say no, okay, then
you know, I think that brings us into the what to expect, right? So
right.
No means no.
Right.
Anytime you go to any of these places.
Any lifestyle place.
The most respectful place you can go is a lifestyle event, in
right.
my opinion. Like you go to a club, a nightclub, regular nightclub, you're much more likely to get assaulted there than I think you would at a swingers club.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I mean, especially in Jamaica, of course, too, because they have security guards and all that kind of stuff there, too.
there's always someone, like, even if you don't see them, they're there.
Yep.
Exactly. Like, and I know it sounds creepy, but, like, they're protecting you.
Yeah, and so the other things to expect, you know, if you go, you're going to want to look at the week that you go.
Right.
Because every week has its own theme, and there's different groups that go. And the group that goes could really, like, make or break your week. If you want something that's going to be a little, like, low-key, and then you're going to go with a group that's going to be blasting music at midnight, that's something that's worth noting. And it could totally ruin your trip.
Or, like, you know, there's the Sexy Silvers, or there's...
Yes, we've never... I shouldn't say never. We've had the luxury once, I think, of scheduling it on a week that we actually wanted to go.
Right.
And that was because the year prior, we had accidentally booked on that week, and we were like, oh... this is a week of younger people.
Right.
But other than that, we've just kind of dealt with the cards that we were given.
Because usually we don't really have a choice. It's,
you know. Yeah. So, I mean, last time we went there, the end of the week was like Sexy Silvers. And the Silvers. And they're like, you're literally going to have people with like canes and like oxygen tanks coming in. And I'm like, yeah, that's not for me.
I mean, whatever. Like, I'm glad they...
Take their breath away.
I'm glad they're comfortable enough to be able to still come.
No, it's cool.
But...
for sure. I hope that when I'm, you know, that age, I'm fucking slinging it around. But,
right, me too.
You know, I just... it's a really cool place. I think it's something that people should consider,
right,
you know?
And there's also, like, certain, like, kinks that are, like, featured.
Theme
sure.
nights.
Well, no, I meant for, like, the weeks that you can go.
Oh, yeah. Like the BDSM class we took that one time.
So, like, you know you're into a certain thing, like...
yeah, and the massages. Oh, my God. Best massages in the world you get at the fucking swingers resorts.
Yes.
Like, Jamaica's is amazing, but, like, if you get to go to Desire Pearl and get their erotic one...
be ready for an erotic.
That is... legit, that is the closest to a happy ending I've ever had from anybody other than you.
Right.
They're just really cool places. They're places that you should be open to if, you know, your husband, your wife, or whatever is like, hey, this is something I'd like to explore. You should talk about it. You should approach it with open arms. You're not the first person that's been hesitant to go.
Right.
Now, I've heard people doing the bait and switch, where they're like, hey, honey, we're going to Sandals. And then they show up at Hedo.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Right.
I couldn't imagine doing that to you. And, I mean, good God.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
You would have broken down. What would you have done?
Stayed in the room. Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean, that's just wild to me that somebody...
maybe if that's, like, their thing, whatever, I get that. But, like, I can't imagine, like, that being a good time for anybody.
Yes, but, springing it on somebody.
But you were talking about the theme nights.
Yes, theme nights every... we don't really do the theme nights.
No, but you can.
You can. They're cool. Look them up.
A lot of people go, you know, all out for them. But, you know, I just go eat food real quick, and then we go back and take a nap.
Yeah, we take a nap because the real party starts at night.
Late.
But really, we fuck all during the day, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of part of the fun, too, is we just literally are fucking...
whenever you want.
Anywhere.
Wherever
everywhere.
You want.
Yep, it's wild. So what do you tell, like, other people? You know, we've had issues. Obviously, we had people that have to watch our kids and stuff. Right. And the first time we went, we told everybody beaches. Sandals. Beaches? One of those two. Beaches.
I think.
Yeah. And then subsequently, we were just like, yeah, we're going to Hedo.
Right. Well, we tell them the story, the abridged story of meeting Harry.
Yeah, we have a
whole story, but.
It's not untrue. It's just there's some parts that are left out.
Parts that we've left out.
But we've had that, you know, brought up. We've had church people be informed about it because other people were not aware that it was a place that was, you know.
To talk about.
But at this point, we have, like, the logo. I mean, I've got it, you know, tattooed on me. And we've got a flag. It's on the back of the car. Like, I just don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, we don't care.
So if anybody wants to ask me, you know, where's your favorite place to go, I'll be like, oh, hedonism in Jamaica.
But, like, and it's one of those things where, like, unless you know, you're not going to have a clue. It's not like you have hedonism tattooed on you. It's, like... it's just the mermaids, which is their logo, but like, so unless you know what it is, you're gonna not think anything of it.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't know, I think owning it is fine. I think if you're married especially,
right,
just consider owning it. I know it's such a daunting thing to consider to like just own your truth, but practice smaller maybe and then, you know, work up to something like that. But it's worth it to just own it and just go for it. It's our favorite place. We'll be back. I would love, I don't think that I am made for joining other people's groups there.
Right.
But one day I hope maybe we can just get a big old awkward group of people.
I'm okay with that.
That would be fucking great. I love awkward chicks so much. Ugh, man, make me
what a dream.
Feel all tingly.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know, is there anything else that you want to add to this? Anything that you feel like is important? I mean, we can go into details. We're happy to talk to people about it, but you know, make sure that you check us out online. We've got pictures from there.
Yeah.
A few videos. Oh, get tired. Oh man, sorry.
You're gonna get me now.
I know. Everybody yawn. Sorry, hopefully you're not driving. I'm putting you to sleep. We've got pictures up on the OF page of you in Jamaica.
StephanieClass.com.
StephanieClass.com?
No, OnlyFans.
/StephanieClass.
You got me all confused. Huh. You didn't drop that little plug.
I was about to. I was getting there. I was getting there. I was working back around to it. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, make sure you also follow us on Instagram, please. Yeah. StephanieClassX. And Awkward Pillow Talk.
Yeah, check us out.
So we'll probably never do a sixth episode, but if we do, we sure hope that you listen and that you're enjoying it. And if you have an idea for something you'd like us to talk about, drop us a line. Let us know. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly,
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out. VirginitySnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. I do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. BathmateDirect.com/StephanieClassX.